What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, friend of the show, Coach Bill Armstrong, Benice State's Cowboys winning out of the Southland Conference once more. Coach, is we're this summer. We talked about this summer. Coach, what's up, brother? You
what's
did
up,
it,
man. Thank you. Yep, we did it, man. We're going dancing.
Yes, indeed. And you know, how's it feel for you, man? First year head coach of Benice State, coming off what Will Wade had been two times previously, man. And now you get the hat trick, man. That we going into the big dance for Benice State, man.
That's right, man. It's man, I'm on cloud nine. It's an incredible feeling to be able to come here and hold the standard that you know Coach Wade set. Not only you know a great coach, but he's like a brother to me. And to be able to come here after him and Heath and you know Dr. Roos and everybody in Lake Charles and McNeese giving me this opportunity, just wanted to come here and make them proud and hold the standard. And we were able to do that. And you know that's a credit to my staff and our players. It was it's been a great run, and we're excited about the opportunity to continue it going.
And Bill, we talked about this summer about how hard your guys was working and workouts and how to details they had and how you thought you had some talent this summer. So let's talk about, let's go back to that point where you kind of got these guys together and kind of saw what you had and realized we do have something special here still.
Yeah, I mean, since June 1, you know, really starting before that with Javon Garcia, DJ Richards, Tijon Brown, that core group staying and wanting to come back and three-peat and do something that's never been done at McNeese, you know, prior to those three guys getting here, McNeese had been to two NCAA tournaments. They've now taken us to three. So they solidified their legacy here in Lake Charles. But then June 1, you know, they helped us be able to recruit other guys. With them coming back, that showed trust in me. And we were able to recruit a great group of guys. And they've been working since the day they walked on campus, and they've been so locked in and so connected with each other. They love each other, and you can see it in the way they play.
100%. You're seeing that joy they play with each other and how the bench is happy for each other. I was coach, also, you know this man from being a coach, and I'm the son of a coach. I watch the bench. When somebody makes a shot, how do your teammates react? And on your bench, guys are happy for everybody. It's nobody, say, sitting down. They're engaged. The guys who aren't playing. So talk about from your scout team guys who are staying ready to help the starters prepare for these opponents you have. From 1 to 15 and the guys who walk ons, really believe in what this vision is for his Cowboy team.
No, man, you're 100% right about that. 1 through 15, 1 through 30 with our staff and travel party and managers. Everybody believes that, you know, we do everything together, man. We do dinner at my house every Sunday night. I told them we're going to pray together, play together, and work together. And that's what we've done from day one. And they just – it's such a – such a great group, such a joy to coach. I mean, that's not always the case even when you're winning, you know, but with this group, man, I just love coming to work every day. Every chance I wake up and get a chance to be around them again is a great feeling. And 1 through 15, our scout team, like you said, those guys don't get enough credit, the sacrifice they make to come out and you know, give us a great look of the other team's stuff. They've done a tremendous job helping us. And then all the stuff that they do on the bench to keep the energy going, to keep the guys' heads up when we hit adversity. This group, I think that's when you can really tell what kind of group you have when you hit adversity, you know. And then every time we've hit adversity, we've hit it and handled it and gone right back at it. You know, our motto is embrace hard, and this group's embrace hard like no other team I've ever seen.
No doubt, Coach. It's very amazing to see you, Bill. Like, I also want to ask you this, man. Like, you mentioned the support staff. Talk about from the president, Dr. Heath Stroyer, who I've known for his time at UT Martin a long time, and you, the alignment you have from top down, also did go to the support staff, because those are also heroes of the program. Those guys who you don't see their names all the time, who take care of getting the extra shots up, getting the equipment done, getting tape jobs. Talk about those people as well, what they've meant to you for you as well.
Oh, man, without question. You couldn't do it without any of those guys, without the complete alignment. You know, coaches win games. Administrations win championships. And that started with, you know, at the time, Dr. Roos, now Dr. Nicholas, but then Heath Schroyer and his vision that he had for this program and hiring Will Wade, and then allowing me the opportunity to take over. And then, you know, all of our fans and supporters that make everything happen. You can't do it without every single person. And then within our program, man, we got 4 great managers. Those guys are hustling and bustling. They work so hard behind the scenes to make everything happen. And like I said, we do everything together. They're just as important as our best player. They're with us every second, every step of the way. You know, my trainer, Amber Kressler, she deserves MVP of that tournament, along with Javon Garcia, getting him ready to play. You know, he was on crutches 3 weeks ago. Nobody thought he'd play another game. Comes out and plays 80 minutes in 2 games and gets MVP to solidify his legacy here. One day we'll retire his jersey number. You know, everybody, it takes every single person from the top down to make something like this happen. And I'm so proud of everybody that's been a part of it.
You're a trainer. You had a 3 overtime effort. You had to come back the next day and play. Talk about that recovery and what she did for you all, because it was, I know the NBA, there will be a loss next night, most nights in three overtimes. Right. But the physical effort you guys showed out there, against a tough team, that off team, number one team in the conference for the rankings, and who they had a hell of a year, and you all pulled that off, man.
Yeah, she from the when the game ended in that triple overtime, she had our guys in the cold tubs and working with our strength coach Chandler Jackson and the rest of, you know, and the rest of the training staff here at McNeese. She just kind of led it all. I just told her, hey, give me the plan and we'll follow it. We'll make sure they do it. And she came up with a plan to get all these guys hydrated and get them ready and give them the maximum amount of energy they can. And then we came out and that crowd was incredible. And it just it boosted us to be able to play the way we did and probably played the best 40 minutes of basketball against a great Stephen F. Austin team, a team that was 28-4 at the time, with their 4 losses were by a combined 14 points, I believe. So an incredible team, certainly could have been undefeated almost at the time. And we just came out and played our best 40 minutes of basketball and were able to punch our ticket to the dance. And then Amber was a huge, huge part of that, getting us ready for that game as well. Like I said, she certainly deserves MVP of that tournament.
No doubt. And you all had previously lost both of these teams in the regular season. So to talk about just having you guys motivated, knowing that, hey, we got them in our place to a degree. with our fans. So we got them again, man. And so let me ask you, I'm curious about the strategy of it. Do you hold stuff back in the year knowing you might see some of these teams again, or you just kind of just coach the game for that day?
Yeah, I don't know that we hold things back, but we certainly, you know, learn from the games, the previous games, and try to tweak some things here and there so that we can give ourselves the best chance to win. But, you know, Stephen F. coming back in the league has created a very good, healthy rivalry for us, and we beat them in a really, really good game here. They led the majority of the game, and then at their place, it was, you know, they led by 12. We came all the way back, took the lead by 1 with about 3 to play, and then they made more plays down the stretch to win the game in a great environment. We more or less knew it was going to be very difficult for us to win the regular season after that. That put us two games back of them, and we didn't think they would lose two, and they didn't. But we talked about in that locker room, man, we're going to control what we can control, and we're going to play for the love of each other and try to win every game from this point on. And that's exactly what these guys did, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
And I know you mentioned it. I'm about to talk about Javon Garcia because I mean, tournament MVP, guy, super, super talented, has talent to play the next level or wherever he wants to play at, man. And just about his everyday mentality that he has for you guys and how he leads his teammates and leads by example as well. And also with his voice.
Just a warrior, man. That's the only word I can use to describe him. He is an absolute warrior that cares about nothing other than winning. That's what he's all about. That's what he's been about his whole life. And it shows now with three consecutive tournament championships, three consecutive NCAA tournament appearances. And he leads by example, man. He gives me great teaching moments each and every day for our guys. You know, you got the returning Southland Player of the Year coming back for you. So you can, and then this is a guy who's so unselfish and never, you know, he didn't score his first basket in the championship game till 6 minutes into the game. And he never said a word about, hey, coach, get me the ball. Hey, run a play. He never does. He does whatever it takes to win. You'll see games where he has 4 points and 8 rebounds and 3 assists and 5 steals that help us win the game. And then you'll see him go score 31. Just whatever we need to win, that's what he does. And he's a special, special player and a special, special person.
So Larry and Tyshawn, another talented group of young men there. Let's just know more a little bit about those guys as well.
Yeah, those guys came in here with a chip on their shoulder. You know, they came in here, and from day one, we talked about wanting to win. They wanted to win. They wanted to get to the NCAA tournament, something that they've never done. And their talent, you see it. I mean, it speaks for themselves. These guys are next-level players that came in and just worked as hard as they could with the rest of the group to get us back to the NCAA tournament. And they had tremendous years. You know, Larry breaks Joe Dumars' freshman scoring record. So, again, we're not talking about some freshman that nobody's heard of from the 1980s that he came in and broke the record. He breaks a guy's record that's a top 75 player in NBA history, a first ballot Hall of Famer, a legend. And for him to be able to do that just speaks to his talent. He's first team all league. And then Ty comes in after 2 years at Tulsa, had some ups and downs there, but wanted to come over here and try to win and get the NCAA tournament. And he had an incredible year, which he was rewarded with first team all league as well. Hit 2 game winners for us and so many big shots and so many big plays. These guys are – I can't wait to see what the future holds for them and excited that they get the opportunity to showcase what they can do in the NCAA tournament.
100%. Like, nobody wants to play McNeese because I tell you, you all are a tough out, man, the way you all play and how you so together. And, Coach, this time of year, the possession game, I feel like your team did a great job of that in the 3-3 overtime game. And then just see if when you get out on that lead on them, talk about just valuing that basketball, hitting the glass, and those hidden possessions that you get extra. Talk about that, how that's so important time of year, getting those possessions to get you some more scoring opportunities and stopping them from scoring as well.
You know, that's just kind of what we work on every day. We compete every day in practice, and you know, our motto is we're going to attack the paint and protect the paint defensively and then value the ball. We turn the ball over less than 10 times a game. I think we lead the country in turnover margin or maybe second to High Point, but in percentage-wise, we lead the country in steals percentage and turnovers force percentage. But on the flip side, and we don't turn the ball over. So it allows us to get more shots on the rim, and then we're a top 50 rebound, offensive rebounding team in the country. You know, that, our philosophy is if you can get more shots at the basket, you got a better chance to win because ultimately you win by putting it in the basket. So the more opportunities you get, the more chances. And it showed in the in the Grand Valley game. We missed 50 shots in that game. We were 30 for 80, but we got 20 offensive rebounds, none more bigger than the one Cole got to kick out to Larry Johnson to hit the three to send it to the second overtime. So like you said, man, just getting those extra possessions – getting those extra shots. We shot 80 shots. They shot 59. In the end, we win by 4 in triple overtime. It's just kind of how we play and what we do. And these guys have played it out to perfection so far.
I'm with you on that because, you know, we talk about that with the Hawks too because Quinn Snyder talks about it, it's a math equation. He said, I'd rather take a chance of getting more shots on goal. We give up some easy baskets on the other end because we're crashing, but I'd rather take the math equation of getting more shots on goal than we can give up a basket to down on the other end of the floor. So I'm with you on that crash. I'm with you there.
That's I see exactly that, but they give right. We try to turn teams over and not turn it over and then go get it off the glass. And I agree completely. It's nothing but math, you know. And so each and every day, that's what we preach. That's what we talk about. That's our game standards each and every night are all those plays, you know, keeping our turnovers under 12, winning the battle of the boards, and then defending. And, you know, defense has become our identity. You know, we're top 50 team in the country defensively. And like I said, we lead the nation in steals and turnovers for. So we're going to come out and be super aggressive defensively and then value the ball offensively, put our guys in position to be successful and then let their talent take over. And we got some very, very talented players.
Last one for you guys. I got to ask you about the guys, rest, Russ, man. I know you had a tough 2 days. So how you kind of helped the guys get back healthy, fully refreshed again, fully charged to get ready for the next week, man?
Yeah, rest is so important, and we were able to take advantage of that leading into our conference tournament. We had a little extra time off, so but by getting the double bye, it allowed us a couple extra days to get that rest, and I think it certainly paid off with having to play 95 minutes as opposed to 80. And so we're going to take some – we took yesterday completely off, had a team celebration dinner, which was fun last night, and then we'll get back to getting on the floor, get some shots up, a little individual work today, watch some film, but try to rest their legs, and we'll start competing once we know who we're going to play.
I hear that. Well, Bill, hopefully if you win 2 rounds, man, we'll talk again next week, man. If you
look forward to it, man. That's the goal.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, that was good chat with you, brother. Always. Good luck to you that bracket this Sunday, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Anytime, brother.
Appreciate you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.